Hollywood generally takes a breather in January and February. That pause gives awards contenders time to play out before the Oscars. And audiences get a chance to catch up with holiday attractions. But as Marvel superheroes Ant-Man and the Wasp are proving, moviegoers are also looking for something new. In his spring movie preview, NPR's Bob Mondello says there will be lots of new in theaters before Memorial Day.
New, let's note, is in the eye of the beholder, and Hollywood is doing the beholding, so brace yourself for lots of brand new sequels.
Introducing the star of our show, his name is
Shazam!
Shazam 2 brings the return of an accident-prone teen superhero.
I don't deserve these powers, if I'm being honest. Like, what am I even contributing?
Ow!
Then there's Volume 3 of another superhero saga.
The galaxy still needs its guardians.
And we'll kill anyone who gets in our way!
No, not kill anyone.
Kill a few people.
Kill no people.
Kill one guy, one stupid guy who no one loves.
Now you're just making it sad.
Speaking of sad, there's the rival boxer in Creed 3.
Try spending half your life in a cell. Why does somebody else live your life? I'm coming for everything. You threatening me?
And in John Wick Chapter 4...
I'm going to need it. Gun.
It's our hero who's sad.
You and I left a good life behind a long time ago, my friend.
Book Club, the next chapter, will strike a lighter note.
Rome, I love this city.
I love anything that's falling apart more than I am.
Scream 6, a more horrific one. And presumably faster and more furious than all of them, Fast 10.
You want to see the old Don? Watch.
None of this striking you as particularly new? Well, the one would-be blockbuster that's actually new is really seriously old. In the sci-fi thriller 65, Adam Driver pilots a spacecraft.
My ship was hit by an undocumented asteroid. Send help.
Unlikely for an equally unlikely reason.
We've crash-landed on an uncharted celestial body.
That uncharted celestial body is Earth. The title 65 is for 65 million years ago. With all the raptors and T-Rexes that suggests. That is a lot of action for one season, but there are quieter movies coming too, like Paint, a comedy about a public television personality.
It's hard not to feel a little lost as we begin.
Played by Owen Wilson.
Just take it all in.
He's a painter on TV, soothing, mellow, walking through every brushstroke, until one day he has competition.
Hi friends, and welcome to Paint with Ambrosia.
It takes paint to a whole new place.
He didn't want to go to a whole new place.
You're entitled to your favorite TV show. It's what makes this country great.
Even more low-key, the drama A Good Person, in which survivor guilt meets opioid addiction, meets grief counseling with Morgan Freeman.
Allison, don't run away now because of me.
There are thousands of meetings. I'll find another one.
Well, somehow you found your way to this one.
Also trying to rebuild shattered lives, Tim Roth as an alcoholic former boxer with a gay son in Punch.
I set up your first professional fight. It's your big break.
Dad, I've got a life.
And Jake Gyllenhaal in The Covenant as a soldier who owes his life to an Afghan interpreter left behind by America's withdrawal.
There is a hook in me. Ahmed and his family are in trouble.
We can't intervene.
I am going to have to get him out myself.
Am I making spring movies sound downbeat? Because they mostly aren't. They just center on a lot of conflict. Even comedies. Say the one about a longtime grudge that unites Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, though not as Grace and Frankie. It's called Moving On, which is what Fonda's character is having trouble with.
Evelyn, I need to talk to you.
About what?
I told him I was going to kill him.
I could chat.
It takes a court order to turn Woody Harrelson into a less conflict-oriented basketball coach in Champions.
I will offer you community service. Coaching adults with intellectual disabilities.
Okay, fellas, we're going to do a simple ball handling exercise.
My girlfriend loves this.
Conflict follows a beautiful psychologist in San Francisco when she relocates across the bay in A Snowy Day in Oakland.
Why would somebody smart enough to be a doctor want to put a head shop in this neighborhood?
What's wrong with this neighborhood?
It's full of black people. Black people don't talk about their problems.
A different psychological approach informs the vampire comedy Renfield, starring the Knicks, Holt, and Cage. Nicholas Holt shows up at a group therapy session with a problem.
I need to get out of a toxic relationship.
The problem is his boss, controlling, oppressive.
You can't get him out of your head.
No.
What they don't know is how literally Renfield means that.
But if you were to stop focusing on his needs, what would happen?
He won't grow to full power.
Exactly. He won't grow to full power. What? That's so weird. Why would you phrase it like that? But yes.
Enter his boss, played by Nicolas Cage.
Are you here for the meeting? Well, come on.
No! No!
I am Dracula.
Okay, obviously we're dealing with a little bit more than just narcissism here.
There are also comedies for younger viewers, an adaptation of Judy Blume's classic novel of a 12-year-old who grows up in an interfaith family.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
That's the title, cue the sixth grade mortification.
I'm here to speak to you today about your changing bodies.
There's also the animated kid flick, Mummies, which brings some ancient Egyptians to...
the world of the living.
You're not alone. You have a team.
And that third adaptation of Nintendo's Super Mario Brothers the world's been waiting for.
Come on, Mario! Our big adventure begins now!
Get it off! Happily, there is a corner of the multiplex that'll be devoted to more down-to-earth fare, biopics and stories based on real life. The Lost King, for instance, about the amateur sleuth who went searching for Britain's Richard III.
I'd like to visit his grave.
There isn't one.
His mortal remains are lost to history.
I know I can find him.
Also Chevalier, the story of a black 18th century composer who charmed Marie Antoinette, but Chevalier. Not her court.
In any other country, a man of your color would not be wearing such fine clothes.
One day, the whole world will know me.
And of course, the music will be spectacular.
Two centuries later, as the film Spinning Gold chronicles, the place to find music you'd call spectacular was Casablanca Records, which had contracts with...
Yes. The Isley Brothers, Gladys Knight, Parliament, Bill Withers,
Donna Summer.
They legally changed my name.
No!
Everything is hotter in summer.
There's also a biopic about the rise and fall and rise of heavyweight champion George Foreman.
Last time they saw me, I looked like Superman.
So now you look like the Michelin Man. This ain't no beauty contest.
And Air, the starriest true story, bringing together Viola Davis, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon, is what you might call a product biopic of the shoe that made Nike, back when all the company had was a swoosh.
People don't know what the hell a Nike is.
What's a Converse?
NBA All-Star shoe.
So if the competition had the All-Stars, maybe think outside the box.
A rookie?
Yes.
Who's never set foot on an NBA court.
That's the literal definition of rookie.
But what a rookie.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
A star in the making, a topic Hollywood knows a little something about. Also branding, which will be very big in Hollywood summer. Indiana Jones, Mission Impossible, Pixar. But let's save those for next time. I'm Bob Mondello.
You got a name for it?
Air Jordan.
I don't know.
Seriously?
Maybe it'll grow on me.